This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. The Department of Agriculture is investing $138 million for new conservation easements. USDA says the funding comes from Inflation Reduction Act resources. The Agricultural Conservation Easement Program received $1.5 billion in the bill. 138 new easements were announced as part of today's news, including 59 to restore native forest, 18 to protect grasslands from conversion, 15 each for protecting forest habitat and agricultural land from conversion. The final five are targeted toward grassland restoration. Noah Wicks has a look at the investments in his story on AgriPulse.com. The news comes as the Senate Ag Committee's GOP staff is rolling out a report suggesting a long-term conservation benefit that could come from incorporating IRA funding in the next farm bill. The report argues the so-called conservation cliff will be hit in 2031 when the IRA funding expires under the method used to pass the legislation on Capitol Hill. They say there's about $16.7 billion in IRA funds that could be used by that time. But Republicans contend that number could grow to $44 billion in new investments for conservation programs through 2050, if Republicans and Democrats could reach an agreement to move the funding into the Farm Bill baseline. House Ag Republican staffers have offered a similar argument to improve the bill's overall baseline, including in areas other than strictly the conservation title. In other news, winter is winding down, and it looks to be one for the record books. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the average temperature throughout the United States was the highest it has ever been.
2023-24 coming in number one on the all-time list, and it was not even close. The winter U.S. average temperature of 37.6 degrees Fahrenheit was almost 5.4 degrees above what the average was during the 20th century. And that broke the previous record, which had been set in 2015-16 by more than 8/10 of a degree. So not, again, in the realm of climate, not even close to the previous record. And number three, now dropping to the list there, 1999-2000, we are looking at all-time record numbers for the winter of 2023-24.
That's for the whole country, but Rippey says many specific areas set records as well.
If you look at the breakdown by state, it was the warmest winter on record for 8 individual states, and that included Iowa plus 7 Canadian border states extending from North Dakota to Vermont. We also saw impressively top 10 winter rankings in almost all other U.S. states. The only exceptions were New Mexico, Arizona, and Washington in the west, and then a handful of southeastern states extending from Arkansas and Louisiana eastward to the Atlantic coast, to the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. So other than that little block of states in the southeast and New Mexico, Arizona, Washington, it was one of the 10 warmest winters on record.
But he says winter weather is not quite over. Some weather systems could lead to higher precipitation, including snow, at higher elevations throughout the next week. Finally today, more than 20 Senate Republicans are sounding the alarm about their concerns with the impact of the Biden administration's trade agenda on U.S. agriculture. A letter from 22 lawmakers says they're concerned about the erosion of critical markets for U.S. agricultural exports. They specifically point to a $17 billion decline in U.S. ag exports in the 2023 fiscal year and projections that shipments might drop another $8 billion in FY 2024 to cause a record $30.5 billion trade deficit. In their letter, the lawmakers ask for information about specific actions the administration plans to take to increase ag exports and whether or not that will include pursuing any new or improved trade agreements. They ask for a response within 14 days. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse update is brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.